something from Kurdish. Point number one is that the Gemara says an amazing thing. It says that Manoach and his wife had no children until Shimshon. And Boaz made 120 weddings, and he never invited his friend Manoach because he said, what's the use of inviting him? You know, he'll never make a chasna to invite me. And because of this, Boaz lost 120 children, and Manoach got Shimshon, who was, although Shimshon also died a tragic death, but Shimshon was Moshian Shel Yisrael. Quite amazing. First of all, it's amazing exactly what was Boaz's cheshbon. Now, I would argue, maybe, that Boaz's kavanah may have been l'shem shamayim, because the idea was maybe he felt to keep on inviting a childless couple to all of my weddings, maybe that would give them tzar. But the problem was that Manoach took it the other way, he took it personally. Just like with kvaters, you know, the minhag is when mechabit with kvaters, a couple that doesn't have a child. But after a while, after, you know, 20, 30 times, the kvaters are not comfortable anymore because it becomes such a public thing that they don't yet have the bracha. So you have to be sensitive. That might be one pshat.
What's a kvater?
Kvater is the couple that carries the baby into the birth. So you honor a couple that doesn't have a child, but after a while, it tends to be the same couple over and over again. All their friends have children, they don't have children yet, so they actually don't want to be kvaters and the like. So there could have been a cheshbon. I could see a cheshbon that, you know, your best friend has 120 kids, you don't have any children, you know, maybe you're not so comfortable hanging around all of these weddings every week or whatever. The other thing I want to mention is this. I want to mention Alexander Pope once said that hypocrisy has a certain virtue because it is the tribute that vice pays to virtue, meaning to say, even if I don't believe it, the fact that I need to be a hypocrite shows that there's something good. Listen to this. On one hand, what do we say? We say that the Moabite women cannot be condemned for being selfish, because how can you expect women to bring food and water? In other words, they say, it's not smius for me to bring food and water. Now, when it comes to being machshel am Yisrael with zanus, smius didn't seem to be an issue. When it comes to giving starving people food, smius, we can't go out. So you see from here an interesting thing, that Hashem rewards proper behavior even if the motive was totally improper, because bi'etzem, not going out to the men, was a proper behavior. Their kavana was not for tznius, that's for sure, but it was a tznua behavior. So in a sense, Hashem says, even the hypocrite gets rewarded for the proper behavior. When Bnei Yisrael needed food and water, the Moabites didn't offer it to them. But the Gemara says that is only a sin of the men, because men go out to a foreign nation. It is not a sin of the women, because you can't expect women to bring food and water to a foreign nation. It wouldn't be tznius, it wouldn't be modest. But I'm saying, what does modesty have to do with it? These very same women of Moab, after Bilam was unsuccessful in cursing, they enticed the Jewish people into Zanus. They weren't modest, they were mezana with them. The short answer is that, so obviously their claim of tznius and not giving them food was a pretense and a lie, but it was a proper behavior. And if it is a proper behavior, Hashem says, I'm not going to punish you even though your motives were totally not the tznius motive at all. So it's an interesting idea that the Moabite women all of a sudden get to be tzenua. It's like they say, you know, they say this word with the angel. The angel of Esav is fighting with Yaakov all night. So in the morning, Yaakov says, give me a bracha. And the angel says, I have to go because this is my one chance to sing. So the Bali Musar says, it's kind of a joke. When it comes to beating up Yaakov all night, the angel has plenty of time. When it comes to giving me a bracha, gotta go, I'm in a rush. when it comes to doing something good, these Rishayim, my schedule is very tight now.
How can call him into a
rush? Well, not a rush, but he was the personification of spiritually impure forces. The angel is not a Baal Bechira, so the angel is not a rush. Okay. All right.